This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The top United Nations official in Ukraine says as winter approaches, millions of people are beyond the reach of humanitarians in non-government-controlled areas and are likely in need of assistance. Meanwhile, Moscow says it will intensify attacks against Ukrainian targets. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia's declared its intention to increase its targeting of Ukraine's power, water and other vital infrastructure in its latest phase of the nearly eight-month-old war, while Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Moscow's forces have destroyed around 30% of the country's power stations since October 10. But Ukrainians are vowing to stand firm despite the attacks that threaten cuts in electricity, water and heat, and they've stockpiled flashlights, candles and firewood, and they have plenty of blankets and warm clothing for the approaching cold weather. They say they're used to Russian President Vladimir Putin's using energy as a weapon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
British Prime Minister Liz Truss resigned Thursday after just 44 days in office. Her departure was prompted by an economic plan that sent financial markets into a tailspin, led to shakeups in her cabinet, and divided her ruling Conservative Party. She's the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. In comments delivered at a podium in front of the prime minister's residence in London, Truss said Thursday she recognized she could not deliver on the mandate on which she was elected by the Conservative Party. Truss said she will serve until a replacement is selected. Party officer Graham Brady told reporters that the Conservatives could possibly have a new prime minister in place by October 31st. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, VOA News. This is VOA News. Nationwide demonstrations in Iran following the death of a young woman in police custody continued for a 33rd consecutive day. UN human rights officials denounced the Islamic Republic's violent crackdown on anti-government protests as a violation of international law and called on Iranian authorities to end their deadly crackdown against peaceful demonstrators. The protest started in mid-September after the arrest and death days later of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini. She'd been held by Iran's morality police for failing to properly cover her hair with a hijab. The group Human Rights Iran said this week the death toll from the crackdown on the ongoing nationwide protests has so far reached at least 215, of which 27 were children. The Syrian government and Palestinian militant group Hamas publicly resumed ties this week after a decade of estrangement, a move experts believe could have significant regional implications. A high-ranking Hamas-led Palestinian delegation met with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad Wednesday in Damascus. It was the first visit in 10 years. Hamas controls the Gaza Strip and had severed its ties with the Syrian government in 2012. In response to the latter's crackdown on anti-government protests at the beginning of the country's conflict. The Pentagon is laying out how it will help troops and dependents seek reproductive health care services following the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Many major military installations are in states where abortions are now illegal, and troops who serve there have worried about what would happen if they got pregnant and needed an abortion. Defense Chief Lloyd Austin says the Pentagon will provide travel funds and support for troops and dependents in those areas who seek abortions or other services. Austin says it will also boost efforts to protect the privacy of their medical records. The new policy is seen as a key way to keep recruiting and retaining service members. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
About 50 people were killed and nearly 300 injured in violence that broke out in Chad on Thursday as hundreds took to the streets to demand a quicker transition to democratic rule. Prime Minister Saleh Kebzabo, who gave the death toll at a news conference, said the government was still compiling casualties from what he described as an armed insurrection, but human rights groups said that unarmed civilians were massacred as security forces brutally cracked down on demonstrations in the capital and several other cities. And once again, the top UN official in Ukraine says winter is approaching and millions of people are beyond the reach of humanitarian